You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross, here with Kate, and pleased to welcome back Murray State University President Dr. Bob Davies. Welcome.
I'm glad to be here. How are you doing today?
We're doing great.
Good.
Straight off a good weekend with the rodeo and beautiful weather and golf games with students.
Oh, it was a great weekend, and the weather was just absolutely fantastic. And, you know, just all the various activities that occurred throughout the weekend with Murray State involved, athletic contests ranging from two volleyball to soccer to football to the rodeo that was put on by our students. An amazing Diwali event also on Saturday night, which was just really fun to have that cultural immersion, if you will. And then also, as you mentioned, on golf on Sunday, late September through October, early October, the folks at Miller Memorial Golf ran a Beat the Press Challenge, and the three students who qualified and I went out on Sunday afternoon and had a great time playing golf, and it was fun. Whenever you get a chance to spend time with students like that and really have A, fun, but B, just hear what they're thinking, their challenges. And it was nice, too, because one student was local and a freshman. Another student was a non-resident student who's a senior and also a non-traditional. So it was a lot of fun, again, just getting different perspectives. And you can ask them pretty interesting questions on a golf course, and they have no choice but to answer you. So it was a lot of fun. Had a very
no
good time.
No place to hide.
No place to hide.
Now, you've been asking people about the tobacco use policy on campus, and you're finding some very interesting divisions.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's you know, with regards to the tobacco policy and some of the work that we're going on there, there's a committee that is exploring it and really doing a very, very good job of looking at all the different possibilities, which range from being completely 100% tobacco and tobacco-like product-free using our existing policies, which are basically no smoke inside the buildings, and then also just being smoke-free, and then deviations within those. I have had the opportunity on many occasions to talk to groups about that, and by show of hands, I always ask them, you know, which one would you be in favor of? The most telling one, I would say, though, is 2 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to have dinner over at Winslow with 12 students. And again, it was a great cross-section of students. We had a couple international students. We had freshmen, the graduating seniors, a couple non-traditional students. We had a mother and their daughter. Mother is a student. The daughter's also a student. So again, a very real strong cross-section. And that was one of the issues that they brought up. And we talked about, you know, the advantages of all three of them. And then even with the one that we, current policy, some of the, if we did go that way, where some of the tweaks that need to be made. At the end of that discussion, I said to each one of them, I said, here's the deal. You got to vote for one of them. Can't vote for two. You got to be just one, and you all have to vote. And we went person by person by person. And that vote came out 4-4-4. Four who said we should be completely tobacco-free and affiliated products. Four that said we should be smoke-free, and that would include e-cigarettes and the like. And then four who said that we should keep the existing policy but make some substantive changes that would include, for example, no smoking right in front of all hallways and entrances, no e-cigarettes inside the facilities, and designating a couple what they would call smoke-free zones. If you go, for example, from the bridge to the gate, where most every student, faculty, and staff at one point in our time were to walk through, that would also be kind of a smoke-free area as well, but then have designated smokings throughout. So it is an interesting process. There's a survey out, and I encourage everyone to take the survey. I've seen early results of the survey, and again, it's not exactly with third, but fairly close. And I also heard that there were about 450 comments that were also part of that survey. The committee is going through that now, and Chris Ferguson, who's leading that committee, is really doing a good job of trying to present some objective information about the pros and cons of each of the elements. Ultimately, this is a Board of Regents decision. At the December 4th meeting, this will be one of the agenda items and one of the topics that will be widely discussed. I've had the opportunity to talk with many of the regents about this, and it will be a lively discussion. I'm not going to predict or project where this is going to ultimately end up. Regents are asking the right questions. How will it be enforced? What's the enforcement process? We don't want to have a, kind of a turn on, report to your neighbor type of concept either. But they also want to put forward that we need to be a healthy campus and health conscious and provide that environment as well. So again, a lot of nuances going in with it. It's going to be a lively discussion. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a lively discussion up here in Radio Land where smoking isn't really great for people who are on the air. Right, Tracy?
Uh-oh. Now we're getting personal.
It's horrible.
I had the feeling there's been an interesting debate up here going on.
Maybe.
For years. You are also bringing great news for the institution in the hiring of the legislative liaison, the position that has been filled for years by Dr. Bob Jackson.
Yep. Well, Bob has done a great job, and will continue to work in that vein. But with Bob's Jackson's move to becoming president of the foundation, we are in need of an individual that will help with the day-to-day legislative liaison work, monitoring all the various bills and working with legislators and other key stakeholders to make sure Murray State's position is well fortified. That includes advancing bills that need to be passed, but more importantly, sometimes preventing bills from being passed and whatnot. I'm very pleased to announce that we are hiring one of our own, a recent graduate of Murray State, Jordan Smith. Jordan is a 2004 graduate with his undergraduate degree, and then also a 2012 MPA graduate. And I also know he's serving on the advisory committee for the MPA program. Jordan, since leaving Murray State, has worked with some very key legislators, both Republicans and Democrats, which is a good thing. He went into was the chief lobbyist for the community college system as a whole for the Commonwealth, and did amazing work for the community college and has established extremely important and significant ties there. Most recently, he's been working at an energy firm as their chief lobbyist here in the Commonwealth. So Jordan is a young man that's coming with great experience and a true love for Murray State University, and I'm very much looking forward to working with him. He will start here on campus November the 3rd, and I know he's going to hit the floor running. He already has, and he'll be a great representative to help us shape and form our legislative agenda.
I guess you and he are going to have to get used to riding to Frankfurt together.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in some of these hires, you always look for the best possible, most competent person. But at the same time, you're looking for a personality, because we will be spending a lot of time, as they call it, windshield time, back and forth. And that's, that is a position where we need to make sure that we have an individual that can do the job and can represent Murray State and has that passion. And has that personality. And he and I will work very, very closely as we move the agenda forward. I very much appreciate his strategic thinking through the process. I had the chance to meet him early on since assuming the presidency at Murray State, and he just impressed me from day one. And again, his breadth of knowledge about Murray State, his depth of knowledge about the legislative process, and again, not just the nuts and bolts of the legislative process, but the real behind-the-scenes approach of how the relationships are in existence and where the power systems are and how best able to present Murray State for future success.
Now, Dr. Davies, you are among the folks in our community who are behind the scenes talking about reactions to the Ebola news. And we saw in the paper the provost, Dr. Jay Morgan, announcing a decision with respect to intaking students from some of the countries involved. You want to speak to that?
Sure. First and foremost, we take the health and welfare of our students, our faculty, and our staff and our community at the utmost importance, and that's always at the forefront of our mind. And so one of the things that we continue to make sure of, are we implementing policies and procedures, and are actions going to protect the institution? to protect the community health-wise. The Ebola issue is one that is a very interesting one. There's a lot of news going on with it, obviously, especially with what is going on up in New York and New Jersey at the present time. And so what we're doing is operating with up to caution and common sense. And we're talking with all of our students that have traveled or will travel internationally, and specifically from the areas that are impacted directly and are around that area. We do not have any students from the impacted area, nor do we anticipate any from there as well. But we did have some students that did some study abroad trips and also traveled home to areas close by. And we monitor them and working very, very close with them. And again, and the most important thing too is to get the information out about Ebola and how it's contracted, how it's transferred, and whatnot, and to make sure again we're operating with up to caution and prudence. At the same time, we got to be prepared. We got to be prepared for any type of incident that occurs, and we're doing again the utmost caution, prudence, common sense approach to this effort, And again, working with community officials, working with sharing information and those type of things is the best way to go.
Now, you have set in motion a really big endeavor, Achievement Endeavor and Hope. The Murray State Plan is the title of the strategic planning exercise that is in motion on campus. Mm-hmm. How do you think things are going so far?
It's going well. I mean, I think the key thing is we're setting the planning process in motion. I think one of the most important parts is that I fully hope and I think it will be embraced by the campus community through this process. It needs to be grassroots driven. We've got town halls set up. We've got committee structures set up that are to be open, to be transparent, to be inclusive, and really encourage discussion. Just kind of like with the smoking policy, tobacco policy. We want this to be these ideas to be discussed, to have ideas put forward. Not every idea that's put forward, obviously, will be part of the plan or whatnot, but it will be discussed and heard. We had a town hall meeting for the scholarship and research one on Friday. We've got three more coming up as well. We've got the Student Success Town Hall meeting on October the 29th, Wednesday. Academic Excellence on Monday, November the 3rd. Community Engagement Wednesday, November the 5th. These are all on the website that we've put in, that is up, and the notes from the town halls are being put up. Notes from the committee meetings will also be put up there. Again, the important part is this is a grassroots effort. A new president can come in and say, this is what we're going to do, and just, dictate on down. And I think that is a mistake because it short-sights, it prevents short-sighted and blind spots that and many opportunities that would be missed. By having these town hall meetings, by having these committees that are very well representative throughout the area, throughout the university, my intent is that they invites this grassroots efforts. We set forward the four themes, the four broad goals. Again, student success, community outreach, academic quality, and really strengthening our research agenda and scholarship agenda. Those are the bread and butter and the heart of a university. And those are things that we need to be thinking about, be mindful of, and really project where we want as an institution to be among those four areas over the next 7 years or so. And then, because that's going to be the foundation for the next 7 years or 10 years or however you would like it. So those are the things that we're really working on. One of the things that we are looking at is kind of aspirations of how do we move up on various rankings? How do we move up on the perception of Murray State in all of those areas, but as an institution as a whole? We look at the U.S. News World Rankings a lot. You could talk about the credibility of that ranking system or not, and that's a discussion point. But as a university, that's one that we've put out there as kind of a shield of honor. And my question is how do we move up those rankings? Over the last several years, we've kind of stagnated and dropped a little bit. And many of our competitors are moving up. And so, again, I think it's important that we take an aggressive look of how do we move up on those rankings as well. On Friday, as a case in point, On Friday, I had the opportunity to attend the inauguration of Michael Benson, who is the new president at Eastern Kentucky University. Good friend of mine. We've known each other when we were both presidents in the western side of the United States. In his inaugural address, I mean, he put it out there that he is working to position Eastern Kentucky to move up in those rankings, to overtake other universities, not naming them specifically, but sitting there in the audience, I saw the target drawn on my chest. And that's fine. I mean, that's part of higher education in America. We are in a competitive system. Just this week in the Paducah Sun, there's Northern Kentucky's coming down to recruit students. 2 weeks ago, the University of Kentucky was there. 3 weeks ago, University of Louisville was there. 4 weeks ago, or thereabout, Western was there. 2 weeks ago or last week, a president from Illinois State was from a university in Illinois was down to recruit students and whatnot. We need to be as competitive, if actually more so, in our home region and throughout the Commonwealth. And the strategic planning process will be instrumental in that effort. And as we think about the process and the outcomes that we're anticipating, is how do we continue to provide excellent academic quality? How do we enhance our research agenda? How do we make sure the students that we admit are being successful? And how do we improve the communities that we serve? And those will, by being successful in those four measures, will help us in all of the other areas that we need to as well.
Is it fair to say that the strategic plan is also a baseline exercise for the beginning of a capital campaign culminating in the 100th anniversary of Murray State University?
I think it's very fair to say that. I think it's very, very fair to say, too, it's a baseline in a new administration taking over and saying, as an institution, how do we want to move forward and how do we want to engage others? I've received several comments from faculty and staff. It's, you know, Dr. Davies, this exercise you're doing, the plan's already done, right? You're just kind of to verify it. No. Let me be very blunt on that. The plan is not done. The goals and objectives that underline those four themes are not done. Do I have some specific ideas for some of the areas? Absolutely. I think we need to take a very hard look at the students that we admit and make sure that they have a pathway to success. I think we need to enhance the number of students that we recruit from the area that are in the top 25 of their high schools. I think we need to take a look at making sure that when a national merit semifinalist or finalist is within our 18-county region and a little bit expanding upon that, that they're looking at Murray State first and foremost. May go someplace else, but let's make sure we're part of that discussion. Do I think we need to make sure that we're also recruiting the solid student that has an 18-19 ACT and a 3.0 GPA? Absolutely. You know, that's the bread and butter that we have. But when we are admitting more and more students that from certain populations, academically speaking, in which they're not graduating, 1 in 10 in some cases, I think we need to really take a hard look about, are we providing them a pathway to success? And if we aren't, we need to change the way that we do things. And that's a very important part of the strategic planning process. And so, yes, it is a baseline for a new presidency who's looking, you know, 10, 15, 20 years out, and how we will live by that for 10, 15, and 20 years out. Absolutely, does it send a message about capital campaigns and whatnot? A capital campaign fundraising is a clear identity when you accept a gift or go out and try to raise money. What type of university are you are, and what are you saying and about your university? So again, a capital campaign definitely fits right into that measure. It also impacts the way we view ourselves through accreditation bodies. This is what we say we're going to do. This is what we're doing, and this is where we want to go on to the next point. It also enhances our marketing. It also enhances the way that we reach out to the areas. As I mentioned, all these presidents coming into our area, we got to be going out. And what are we going to say? What are we going to say when we get out there? And what type of university are we? So again, that strategic planning process is critical to those efforts. Again, that's another reason why I think it's very important that our faculty, our staff, and our students are engaged in this process to provide ideas, to provide thoughts and ideas of what we are doing extremely well, what can we do better, and what are the new areas that we need to go in the future.
A final question for you. Where do you get the stamina?
Coffee. I am an excitable person. I am passionate about public higher education. Always have been, always will be. To me, this public higher education is the one institution that enables individuals to dream, to provide new pathways, to transcend socioeconomic status, to transcend barriers that prohibit us. Be it racism, be it gender bias, be it other biases that are out there. Higher education is that great equalizer. And to me, it is imperative that we advance public higher education throughout the Commonwealth, throughout the region, and throughout the state. Yes, I want the University of Kentucky's and Northern Kentucky's and Eastern's and Western's and Moorhead's all to succeed and do great things. Absolutely. I want us to do better, of course, because we're competitive. But at the same time, it is enhancing that public dream. The American dream, and to me that is the crux of public higher education. That's what drives me. That's what gives me the opportunity. I feed off the energy of our students, our faculty, and our staff. Coming from the outside and being welcomed into this community and seeing and feeling that passion that our faculty, staff, and students have for Murray State is uplifting. To me, it charges me. To me, it sets the bar and the standard very high for me to excel. I want to work as hard, if not harder, than all of our folks as we try to advance this great university. And so to me, that's where the drive and the passion comes from. It's a calling. I will say that from deep down, it is a calling to advance public higher education and to advance Murray State.
The word racism popped up mm-hmm. in what you just said, and there have been a couple of public demonstrations on campus led by some very passionate young faculty in response to racist remarks on, I don't even know what you call it, it's an app.
It's Yik an app. Yak well,
app.
I think that very, I mean, I was very saddened to see and read those comments that were on Yik Yak in response to faculty and staff and students going forward in front of our librarian and making a voice heard with what was going on in Ferguson. I had the opportunity to talk with many of our students who are directly impacted by that. I think it's important that we have those discussions and we're not afraid to have those discussions. In the letter I wrote, the open letter I wrote for the teaching that occurred last week, unfortunately I was not available to attend. Murray State is the marketplace of ideas. I wrote that letter with that definitive statement that we are the marketplace of ideas. And whenever we have anyone within our community that is afraid to come forward, that is compelled not to do so because of fear, because of intimidation, based on anything, be it race, be it gender, be it gender identity, be it socioeconomic status, be it just a fear and intimidation brought on by supervisors or whatnot, we are not living up to the dream of being the marketplace of ideas. And to me, it's very important that we have these discussions in a very open format, that we're not afraid to bring forward those various discussions and calls. I think it's also important that we honestly and genuinely educate and talk and communicate with all of the students and all of the individuals that are involved and fully embrace what their stories are, what their histories are, what their barriers are, and work very closely to help them overcome those barriers and remove them when we can, but also realize that we're putting our students and others in a precarious position by doing so and making sure that they have the safety net to do that, the space to do that. Sometimes that's in a closed setting and with a student and a faculty member or two faculty members coming together. But again, having those safe zones, having those opportunities that individuals will know that they can come forward at one dimension or another and that we as a community will support them. To me, that's critical.
Thank you for being here today, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Murray State is a wonderful, wonderful place. I look forward to seeing this strategic planning process move forward. I look forward to having these discussions on the marketplace of ideas. I look forward to seeing us grow and expand and really embrace each other as a true community.
We'll see you next month.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.